iSelf token for education. Smart pivots when changing the business model is the path to becoming a unicorn. Every startup dreams of scaling, but few understand that exponential growth doesn't happen through insistence. It happens through adaptation. And among the most difficult and transformative decisions in a founder's journey is the pivot, the strategic choice to change the business model, the audience, the product, or even the company's core. This article reveals when and how unicorn founders decide to pivot, and why this decision, when done right, is a true turning point. 1. What is a pivot? Really? A pivot is not giving up. A pivot is realigning the business with the market reality, based on real learning, practical validation, and strategic intuition. A pivot is when you change how to reach the dream without abandoning the dream. Eric Ries. Common types of pivots. Target audience. The product remains, but the customer changes. Acquisition channel. Switching the scaling method from direct sales to PLG, for example. Product. Same mission. Completely redesigned solution. Monetization model. From subscription to freemium, from B to B. 2. Unicorn founders. Know when not to insist. The mindset of billion-dollar founders isn't attachment to the initial idea. It's commitment to real impact. They track metrics, talk to customers, and listen for patterns. When they realize the product is lukewarm, not magnetic, they're not afraid to change course. Persistence is continuing to test. Stubbornness is insisting on what doesn't work. Mark Andreessen. They know that pivoting early is a sign of courage and maturity, not weakness. 3. Real cases. Pivots that became unicorns. Twitter. Originally a podcast platform called Odeo. The team saw no future competing with iTunes, and decided to bet on a side idea of real-time short messages. Twitter was born. Shopify started as an online snowboard shop, but realized their e-commerce system was more valuable than the products. They pivoted to a platform and became a global leader, Slack. It was part of a multiplayer game, but the internal communication tool drew more attention. They dropped the game, and Slack became the corporate communication standard. Common thread, the founders listened to the signs and pivoted with speed and intention. 4. When is it time to consider a pivot? Some clear signs. Stagnant growth despite maximum effort. Disengaged customers or unwillingness to pay. Recurring feedback pointing to a different perceived value. A demotivated team lacking spark. A financially unsustainable model in the medium term. But caution, a pivot shouldn't come from panic, but from consistent patterns. 5. How to pivot with strategic intelligence. Revisit the root of the problem you set out to solve. Talk to your best and worst customers. Map the strengths and weaknesses of your current setup. Create quick prototypes and test with real users. Communicate the pivot clearly to the team with vision and confidence. Pivoting is like amputating a limb to save the body. It hurts, but it frees you. Ben Horowitz. Conclusion. The pivot isn't the end. It's the intelligent rebeginning. If you're facing stagnation, disconnection from the customer, or strategic doubt, maybe it's not the end. Maybe it's an invitation to realign. Startups that become unicorns weren't loyal to the form. They were loyal to the impact. And that's why they had the courage to change. The question isn't if you need to pivot. It's, do you have the maturity to realize it before the market does? Learn more about innovation, equity tokenization, and startup investing by visiting iSelfToken.net.